Okay, so like if you're interested in AI, like how it's changing like the legal world, right? And like specifically arbitration. We've got like some really interesting stuff here pulled from like a piece about ChatGPT
Oh, yeah.
and its implications for like this whole area. So look at this, it could like actually make things faster and cheaper. And I mean, who doesn't love that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But of course, there's always like more to the story.
Right.
So let's bring in our expert to like kind of break it all down.
Yeah, happy to be here. It's
So
definitely not just hype. Like, this technology has some like real potential to change the game.
okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, how is it changing the game?
Well, so, you think about all of the data involved in like a standard arbitration case, and especially, there's a ton of discovery involved and, emails, contracts, all that kind of stuff, that can take weeks or
Oh,
months
yeah, absolutely.
to like sort through. But ChatGPT can use its natural language processing abilities to analyze all that data so much faster.
So you're saying like weeks could turn into hours or even minutes.
Exactly. And the thing that's really interesting about ChatGPT is it uses something called transformer networks, which allow it to not just understand the words, but the relationships between the words.
So like the context.
The context, exactly.
Huh.
So it's able to pull out like key themes and information,
Okay.
and that can like really save everyone involved a ton of time and money.
That's incredible. I mean, that sounds like a total game changer.
Yeah.
But, I keep hearing this idea of like experimentation being so important with this technology.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, like in practice?
Well, we need to be realistic. ChatGPT is a powerful tool, but it's not perfect.
Right.
So it's really crucial for arbitrators to kind of get hands-on experience with it
Oh, yeah.
outside of actual cases, so that way they can really understand its capabilities and its
Yeah,
limitations.
like what it's good at, what it's not good at.
Yeah, and where it excels and where it might fall short.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to be, figuring this out
Yeah, you don't want to be testing it out.
when there's like a real dispute happening.
Right, exactly. And the more familiar arbitrators are with it, the better equipped they'll be to use it, strategically and responsibly.
Responsibly. Yeah, and that makes me think about, the guidelines that are already in
Yeah.
place. Like, how does all that fit together?
Well, so organizations like the AAA,
Okay, the American Arbitration Association.
yeah, they're working on providing more specific guidance on the ethical use of AI in arbitration.
Okay.
But a lot of it comes down to transparency. So arbitrators need to be open with all the parties involved
Right.
about how they're using ChatGPT.
Like disclosing it up front.
Yeah, disclosing it, making sure everyone's informed and comfortable with how it's being used.
Yeah, I mean that seems like a really key part of this because, you're right, this technology is still like evolving so rapidly.
It is.
Like what we know about ChatGPT today could be totally different in a year.
Absolutely. AI is a constantly moving target.
Right.
What we have now with like natural language processing and machine learning is just the beginning.
Right.
New developments are happening all the time,
Yeah.
and ChatGPT will likely become even more powerful.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So for all the arbitrators who are listening right now,
Yeah.
what would you say is like the key takeaway here?
I think it's really just to stay curious and stay informed and be ready to adapt.
Yeah.
The world of arbitration is changing, and those who are embracing these advancements
Right.
are going to be the ones shaping its future.
I love that. So basically what we've learned today is that ChatGPT has like this crazy potential to impact arbitration,
Yeah.
making it faster, more efficient, maybe even more cost effective.
Yeah.
But it's like with any powerful tool,
Right.
you really have to understand it. You have
Yeah.
to experiment with it responsibly
Yeah. Yeah.
and really stay ahead of the curve.
For sure.
It's an exciting time to be in this field, I have to say.
It really is.
So that kind of brings us to like a final thought that we want to leave you with.
Okay.
What if this technology isn't just limited to arbitration?
Oh, wow.
How might AI like ChatGPT revolutionize other areas of law
Interesting.
or even like dispute resolution as a whole?
Yeah.
It's something worth thinking about.
Definitely.
And that's our deep dive for today.
Great stuff.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.